Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, and challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. Always excited to have you connected to this place. We come together every single week to grow together, to be the leader that God has called us to be. We believe in this place that leadership matters, and there is a leader evolving in you. I'm so grateful. I am grateful for your participation. And of course, we believe iron sharpens iron. So we love you to share this podcast with as many people as you can. Please go out and just take it and share it. Let's reach a million leaders. That's my goal. And I'm doing this because I want to be a blessing to you. And I want to see all that God is doing in your life come to fruition. Many of you let me know every single week you're being blessed by this podcast. Well, thank you, and thank you again. Be sure you follow me. If you're not, at Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. Make sure you follow me. Let's stay in community and let's continue to stay connected. You can ask questions, all those amazing things. Also, go to my website, josephwalker3.org. That's josephwalker3.org. Go there, get my books. I've got a brand new book. It's called In Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. You can get my book on leadership and loneliness. You can get my book on leader shifts, No Opportunity Wasted, Restored at the Root, a variety of things. And also find out, explore from that page when I'll be in your area. I'd love to connect with you while you're there. So know that I'm always excited about connecting with leaders. And that's what we do here at Next Level Leader Podcast. Now, be a part of Next Level Leader Book Club. I want you to text the word book club to 78228 because the Next Level Leader Book Club is amazing. Once a month, we discuss books that we have shared with our group, and it's an amazing, hundreds upon hundreds of people are involved in our book club, and I'd love to have you because leaders are readers, right? And that's what we do. All right, so here we are today. I got a great topic for you. Leadership longevity. Let's talk about that leadership longevity code, how to last without losing yourself. And I believe it's important because there are people who start out strong and they're great leaders, but they don't have that sense of sustainability, that longevity. Things begin to wane, or perhaps there's a variety of different things that happen to them they can't bounce back from. And so the question is, how do you last? How do you maintain the level of success, significance, and without even losing yourself in the process? How do you manage you in the midst of all of it and still be successful every single day? I'm incredibly blessed. After 34, and yes, it'll be 34 years at Mount Zion, the year 2026 this year, 34 years. And I've seen Mount Zion continue to just evolve and grow and maintain sustainability. And one of the things I've committed myself to doing is not losing me in the process, still being Joseph, still being that person who God initially called. Just because God is using you to do a thing doesn't mean God is using you. Let me say that again. Just because God is using you to do a thing does not mean God is using you. He's not going to manipulate his will and use you up, dry you up, and you lose your own identity because you're more than what you do. Today, I want to talk about this, and I want you to write these 7 things down. I'd like to give you 7 principles, and the first is going to be character. Character is so important now because I think that when you think about character, I think it's important to really lock in on the idea here that it's about staying real when recognition rises. When you get more opportunities, doors open up, you have to understand, and I wrote about this in Leadership and Loneliness, more highs, more eyes. And there are going to be more temptations, more things pulling at you, but your character is going to be the thing that sustains you. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. It just means you've got to be known for having good character, doing what you said you were going to do, being a person of integrity. I say it all the time. You know, personality is like perfume, but character is how you really smell. At the end of the day, you got to stay real, be true to who you are. Even when you're going to these new levels, don't change. Don't let it change you. Let me say it loud again. Don't let this stuff change you. These positions, these titles, these trajectories, character says at the very core of who I am, I can still be who I'm supposed to be. I think that's really what helps us all really do understand how to navigate these spaces. And so I want to make sure that as you are leading, that you maintain a level of character. Think about how many leaders whose career was truncated because of character issues. They could not handle the pressure of that next level, the temptations, the pulls, the expectations. You've got to make certain that you stay true to who you are, all right? That's number one. Here's number two. This is one I love. Consistency. Routine protects results. Routine protects results. When you understand consistency, people who know me know I am incredibly consistent. I'm a creature of habit. My workout is consistent. You know, my regimen, my devotional life is consistent. I try to maintain consistency because consistency really plays a lot to do with character, has a lot to do with that, because consistency puts guardrails around you and it puts a demand on you to get up and do what you're supposed to do. It allows you to avoid time gremlins, wasting time. Being consistent means that I'm constantly pushing and doing what I know I'm called to do, and it produces the results. And building a team of people around me who are consistent, you know, there's a lot of undulation in leadership, up and down, but you got to teach your team that success is about that level of consistency, that level of drive. And when you can push like that, pull through like that, it's an amazing thing. So I just want to encourage you to stay consistent, to push through and understand that consistency matters, particularly in this day of so much inconsistency. And your organization, your business will go where you lead it. It will take on the culture that you model up top. So if you're inconsistent all over the place, then that's exactly what's going to happen to your organization, right? So consistency matters, all right? So make certain in all the things that you're doing that you're maintaining levels of consistency. Someone asked me not long ago, they say, you know, you're always at Starbucks, it seems like at the same time all the time, you're always doing this and presenting this. And every time I see you, you're always on time with your emails and on time with your projects and on time. I said, it comes out of consistency. I train my mind, train my spirit to be consistent. And when you train your mind and your spirit to be consistent, then it's easy then to model that, because you cannot train your team if you haven't trained yourself. Right? Because they're going to take on what they see. And, you know, what you stand under is what you understand. So as a next level leader, I want to put a real challenge out there. Can you maintain consistency? You know, you could start in this podcast. Am I listening to this podcast every Tuesday? I'm consistently listening to this. Put this in my regimen, something that pours into me. Then I'm consistently praying. I'm consistently working out. I'm consistently making certain that I follow up on my messages. I'm consistently doing the things I'm supposed to do. And you will find out that the results, will blow your mind, because this routine will always protect the results. Got it? All right. Here's the third thing. Connection. Connection. Never do things by yourself. One of the things that I preached about several months back, I talked about this idea that we were not meant to do life alone. We need each other. We need connection. And the reason why we have this community of next level leaders and the podcast is because we understand that leadership can be a very lonely place. And sometimes we lead in isolation and we don't have any connectivity. And therefore we really rob ourselves of wise counsel. The Bible talks about that, you know, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So we have to begin thinking about how do I make certain that I am putting myself in the right rooms at the right time, surrounding myself so that I don't isolate myself. So because moments of isolation create moments of interrogation, and you'll begin asking questions you shouldn't have to ask. Am I called to do this? Is this what I'm supposed to do in this season? God's already answered that for you. You've got to get around people that challenge you. Iron sharpens iron. You got to build your network, because I say it often, your network determines your net worth. Think about that. The people you connect with, how they think, how they move can have a lot to do with what inspires you, what challenges you to move to the next level. And it encourages you. I need people in my life who can encourage me, who know me well enough to know in my community that, hey, I'm dealing with something. And they understand because they're leaders too, that level of connection. Hey, I've been there. This is how I navigated that space. So stop trying to do it by yourself. Stop being so paranoid about community. And this is a season where you truly do have to lean in on, you know, perhaps finding the right people that can help you become the leader that you're supposed to become. People who have longevity have great social networks. That's a great book, Ikigai. We read it in our book club. It talked about that, right? This community matters. A lot of folks in blue zones out there in Asia, these folks have strong social networks. You're going to be a leader who has longevity. You got to get your crowd, man. Get your crew. You got to have some folks you connect with so you don't isolate yourself. Got it? All right. Here is number four. Contentment. Oof. Contentment is the ability to stop chasing applause. Bible says godliness with contentment is a great gain. And sometimes we are competing so much, we have this natural tendency to try to outdo this person, do that person. But at some point, you have to learn how to stay in your lane and mind your own business. Be successful in what you're called to do and be okay with that. Because this idea of competition, man, can rob you of God's best for your life. Contentment matters. You got to get to a place where you stop chasing applause. You know, one of the things that I remember Oprah telling me, I was wrestling with something and we talked and she says, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? And I didn't understand the question at first. It seemed very simple on the surface until I thought about what she was really asking me. Like, do you really want, you know, this popularity? Do you want this fame? Do you want, because the counterbalance of that is equal in terms of just as many folks who are applauding for you are the folks who are hating on you. And that's a different level, different life. And sometimes we live our life for the applause. And I said this in my book, Pursuit of Purpose, that if the applause becomes your oxygen, then their silence will suffocate you. And I think it's just important that we make certain that we learn contentment. How much is enough? Am I good here? I'm still progressive. I'm still moving forward, but I'm content in my lane. I'm not going to be a version of myself that God never intended because I'm trying to compete with this person or I'm chasing validation or I'm, and you have to be very careful about that, particularly in this social media age when you are scrolling down people's social media timelines, looking at what they're doing. And you're like, man, this is crazy. And you got to be careful about that because this is what happens to a lot of people who experience depression because you are comparing where you are to where someone else is, not knowing what created that narrative and not even understanding that most of what you're seeing is not really true. So stop chasing the applause. Get to a point where you understand your purpose as a leader. Longevity has a lot to do with you being content. I said all the time, I am staying in my lane and I'm minding my business. Got it? All right. Here's number five. Control. Control. Why control? Well, because you got to manage your emotions, not just your image. You got to get to a point where you have strong EQ. A lot of folk focus so much on what they look like and the image and, you know, this or that. But there comes a moment that you really have to control and manage your emotion. How do you deal with your team? How do you deal with conflict? How do you manage? Because that control makes a lot of difference in the success of your organization or not. You having a steady hand. As a leader, people are watching you. If you're panicking, if you're all over the place emotionally, the whole organization is going to be the same way. So it's going to be very, very important. I mean, very important that you understand the power of control here. A lot of people I mentor, you know, they have this management of their emotion issue. It's hard. They are over the top emotionally. Sometimes they do things or say things and I'm like, yo, you can't say that. You can't do that because that type of volatility can also create a sense of uncertainty within the organization in which you lead. So I've learned how to handle pressure, handle crises, handle things in a way to manage my emotions. Even when people go left or they leave, I manage my emotions because I recognize that what I'm after is bigger than the moment. Let me say this to you. What you're after is bigger than the moment. So you can't allow Satan to manipulate the moment to make you think that the moment has momentum. It does not. You can kill it by simply managing your emotions. It's not what people say about me that defines me. It's what I answer to. Get it? You're in control of that. Your emotions matter. And this is why it's so important. But then number six, care. Ooh, now y'all know, if you're going to have longevity, here's a big one. Man, you got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your mental health and your spiritual health as well, and your physical health. I want to put a challenge out there. I want to ask you, how do you plan to lead if you're not in physical shape? How do you plan to lead if you don't have a therapist, you don't have somebody to talk to? How do you plan to lead if you don't have a pastor, if you're not under spiritual leadership? All these things matter, because your mental, spiritual, and physical health is going to be key to the longevity of your organization. There are people who burn out because they're not physically prepared. People who tap out because they're not mentally prepared. People who cop out because they're not spiritually prepared. It's just important for all of us to make sure we prioritize ourselves. You've got to recognize what it means to be the CEO of you. You got to recognize, right? You got to take care. You have to protect the asset. You are the asset in your organization. Protect you. Protect you. You may say, well, I don't have time to do it. I don't have time. Do you know what's going to happen? If you get in the hospital, they're going to go on without you. If you die, they're going to go on without you. You better pause, take care of you. You deserve the time away, the time at the spa, whatever it takes. Take care of you. Got that? All right, we're going to review what we talked about. Before we go to number 7, we're talking about leadership longevity codes and how to last without losing yourself. The first thing we talked about was character, being real, no matter how high you go up, being true to who you are. The second thing we talked about was consistency, maintaining a routine that produces and protects results. Number 3, connection. Stop trying to do life by yourself. Build a community of people who understand, who get you, that can encourage you, give you wise counsel. Number 4, contentment. Stop chasing applause, being satisfied with where God has you and being okay with that. And then number 5, control, managing your emotions. Learn how to put those emotions in check. And then number 6, it's all about care, taking care of you, prioritizing your mental, spiritual, physical health. Got it? All right, here's number 7, Christ-centeredness. And yes, I saved the best for last, because you have to remember the mission is all about Him. If you're going to have longevity, whatever you do for Christ, the songwriter says, that's what's going to last. And I believe that so many of us, we lose sight that this is about Him and not about us. If you can maintain that centeredness in Christ as you continue to go up this trajectory, this is where sustainability is. This is where longevity is, because you made the main thing the main thing. The mission was never about making a name for yourself. It was that God would be glorified. And so my challenge for you today is to make sure as a leader that you are staying faithful to God. You're in church. You're taking care of yourself. You're giving Him all glory, because whatever you do, whatever your hands find to do, do it unto God and not unto man. I pray this has blessed you. I'm thankful for all of you every single week who tune in to this podcast. It means a lot to me. And I tell you what, I want to make sure I hear from you. Make sure you send me a message on Instagram. Let me know what this episode did for you. That's Joseph Walker 3. Get my book, all of them. Get all my leadership books. If you're a next level leader, you need it. You need Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. You need Leadership and Loneliness. You need Leaderships. You need No Opportunity Wasted. You need Restored at the Root. Just go to josephwalker3.org. Get your copy. Get one for your team. Hey, man, do you want me to come in on a book club for you, or you want me to come in and talk to your team? I do it. I just want to see you and your team win. I'm so thankful for all of you today. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you so much. Now, again, make sure you share this with as many folks as you can. That would mean the world to me. That's what we do at Next Level Leader. And I certainly appreciate all of you. Listen, thank you for listening today. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and you've been listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. Until then, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward connecting with you.